anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorit is your guy. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorit. Anything and everything with Dorit is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorit.
You're listening to Anything and Everything with Dorit podcast. This episode is brought to you by Affordable Creations VIP. Check us out on Facebook at Affordable Creations VIP. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, the spark of the South. Listen to hits from the 70s to now. Find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. I hope you've been blessed since our last episode. As you know, October is Breast Cancer Month, so this month we've been talking about various ways to fight breast cancer, as well as other types of cancer. So this week, to continue this month on cancer prevention, another delicious food I would like to talk about when it comes to fighting cancer is the mushroom. For generations, people have known that mushrooms promote health and vitality by performing certain functions that other food is unable to do. There are also mushrooms that we should not consume. So just which ones are the most beneficial to us? Due to modern medicine's interest in mushrooms, we now understand the importance of mushrooms better than we ever have before. For centuries, people have understood that mushrooms reduce inflammation, boost our immune system, and give us more energy. Now researchers have learned that medicinal mushrooms have plenty of healing properties. They're an excellent source of antioxidants, antimicrobial, and great as prebiotics. They are also much better than the current anti-cancer drugs in aiding the body to avoid disease. Now a new study has shown that mushrooms aid in reducing the risk of cancer when consumed on a regular basis. Previous clinical trials found that extracts from mushrooms complement both conventional radiation treatments as well as chemotherapy by counteracting the common negative side effects of cancer, such as nausea, anemia, bone marrow suppression, and even lowering the immune system. A recent study was able to look at over 36,000 men between the ages of 40 and 79 and discovered that by eating mushrooms just 3 times a week reduced the risk of prostate cancer significantly. There have been numerous studies with various mushrooms over the years and have learned that medicinal mushrooms have their own unique abilities when improving our health. Some mushrooms are great to eat while others are strictly for medicinal purposes and are best used as a daily supplement. Here is a list of a few medicinal mushrooms that you should consider. Agaricus blasei murrell. This mushroom is called Tokyo's Cancer Secret. The Medical Department of Tokyo University, National Cancer Center Laboratory, and the Tokyo College of Pharmacy has shown a complete recovery in 90% of guinea pigs injected with 180 sarcoma cancer cells. The pattern of other mushrooms was seen again as Agaricus blasei murrell activated macrophage and interferon immune activity, leading to tumor shrinkage, a halt in metastasis, and reduction of reoccurrences in cancer. It has also been shown to reduce the side effects in patients undergoing chemotherapy for endometrial, cervical, and ovarian cancers. Cordyceps are rare and found on caterpillars in China. They stimulate the immune system and help increase the body's level of cancer-killing cells. They have also been used for treating severe asthma, type 2 diabetes, improving kidney function, especially with patients undergoing kidney transplants. And according to the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, boosting endurance. Next, we have the reishi mushrooms. They have been called the mushroom of immortality for its antibacterial and antiviral properties. It also aids in targeting and killing cancer cells. By improving the immune function, reishi mushrooms reduce the chance of secondary attacks on the vulnerable cancer patients. They also fight inflammatory breast cancer by disrupting cells' spheroids and inhibiting cell invasion in cancer cells. These particular mushrooms help to regulate programmed cell death, killing the dividing cancer cells. Shiitake mushrooms help lower cholesterol, boosting immune function and energy levels. The Journal of Oncology also published research suggesting that consuming these mushrooms slow the development of some types of cancer cells. Lion's mane mushrooms boost memory and improve cognitive function. The National Institute of Health reveals that consuming lion's mane can aid in repairing damaged nerves and slow the growth of cancer cells. These are one of the few medicinal mushrooms that are delicious when added to your dish. If you aren't into consuming them on your plate, you can find them in extracts so you can enjoy all of the benefits of mushrooms. Maitake mushrooms, also known as the dancing mushroom, also slows down the growth of cancer cells. When taken by cancer patients, it reduces the side effects of nausea and hair loss. It also helps diabetic patients maintain acceptable blood sugar levels and aids in weight loss. Oyster, aka abalone mushrooms, known as looking similar to seafood, are popular in many dishes. They boost your overall health due to them being rich in antioxidants. These antioxidants allow them to fight free radicals and boost the immune system, allowing them to fight serious infections and against cancer. Turkey tail mushroom is the world's most studied mushroom. This is due to the cancer-fighting abilities of turkey tail. In Japan, it has been used in cancer treatment plans for over 3 decades. It alleviates some side effects cancer patients undergo during aggressive, painful chemotherapy treatments. Chaga mushroom was limited to Russia and Northern Europe for years. Now, due to its potential in boosting the immune system and fighting viruses, it's becoming more popular throughout the world. New NIH studies show that the chaga mushroom consists of properties that can fend off dangerous pathogens as well as fighting cancer. So when it comes to better health, consider consuming mushrooms in your daily diet, whether you add them to your meals or add them to your daily supplements. As always, check with your doctor when making changes to your diet while under the care for any illness or medications you may be taking. So now you have another great option to add to your dinner, or if you're not into mushroom, add them to your supplements to not only fight different types of cancers, but other ailments as well. God bless.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. God bless.
For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Doris is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week, so come on back. Feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite, Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.